Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Perig Dalid Mishnah Tess. Darchen im ha'ovet kechavim begas. It is mutter to dance on the grapes, tread on the grapes, together with the ovet of the Zarah in the wine press if you're getting paid for it. Wait a second. Isn't there a halacha that I'm not supposed to make any money out of things that are asur b'hanah? And the answer is that this is consistent with the shita that we learned in the previous Mishnah. When you're dancing on the grapes or stepping on the grapes, it's not wine yet. It's not considered wine until it's in the bar at the bottom of the wine press, or as we explained in the previous Mishnah, at the bottom of this like sliding pot. So a yid who helps to crush the grapes, he's not working with something that is usur. Wait a second. But there's another problem. Isn't there a shitin? The town of our Mishnah holds this way. That you cannot cause Peiros of Eretz Yisrael to become tame. Even chulin peiros, it's not truma. Chulin means it's plain peiros, it's not truma, it's not meisr sheni, it's not hegdish. So, am I not causing it to become tummy over here? And the answer is no. Because when the oivet of Avodah Zarah starts to work with it, it's tummy anyway. So you're not causing any tumma. It's just a job. You can take this job, says the Mishnah. Avaloi boitzrin imoi. What you can't do is harvest grapes. Betzira means the harvesting of grapes, together with an Ovid of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Because when you were hired to harvest the grapes, to collect the grapes, part of the job was putting the grapes into the wine press. And they're going to become tummy when the Ovid of Avodah Zarah begins to step on it. So when you're putting it into the wine press for pressing, it's as if you're setting the stage for it to become tummy. Now it's very interesting. So the Mishnah has a kula and a chumra. The kula is that being that he's dancing on the grapes anyway, you can join him and get paid for it. It's not called having an ofim yayin nesach because it's not yayin nesach until it goes into the bar. Zakta batanura, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is once the wine begins to pour on the plank from the grapes, even before it gets to the bar, it has a din of yayin nesach. So what the Mishnah says you can do, you're not allowed to do. Because you're having hanoah from yayin nesach. You're making money from yayin nesach. And this that the Mishnah says, you can't harvest with him, the chumra of the Mishnah is also not lehalacha, because we paskin says the Bat Tanura that it is permissible, it's mutter to be garim tumah to chulin in Eretz Yisrael, if the chulin belongs to an Eved Kechavim. So what's the problem that you're working with him to harvest the grapes? Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Yisrael shu aisa betumah. You have a Yisrael who's doing melacha with the grapes in a state of tumah. So according to this Tana, that's an Aveira. As he's doing the Aveira, loy darchin v'loy baitzer nimai, you can't help him, you can't trot on the grapes, you can't harvest with him. I already became tameh. But the owner of the grapes is being over in Aveira. As he's being over in Aveira, you're not supposed to join him. But once it's done already, then you can help him. As the Mishnah continues, Avul Bat, after the wine has been produced, Malichen Imoy Chavias Lagas, you can carry the empty barrels with him to the wine press to be filled with wine. Omevian Imoy Minhagas, and you can carry away with him barrels filled with wine from the wine press. See, once the wine was made in Tumah, so it's really not negay anymore. Pouring the tumah de gawain into barrels and carrying the barrels back and forth, that's not part of the process of making wine. Moving it around is okay. You can help him. And it's okay to be paid for it. I can't help him process, create the wine, which is an aveira because he's doing it betumah. But once it's made, it's okay. Weiter sagt der Mishnah nachtime. A Yiddish, a baker, if a baker, a Yisrael, violates the halacha, and he makes dough when it's tameh, he prepares the dough in kelim that are tameh. Zakt de Mishnah loy lashin, you're not allowed to knead, veloy archin, or you're not allowed to shape imoy working with him, because you're helping him with an aveira. Avulbat, malichin imoy pas lepalta, you can carry the baked bread with him to the big bakery that sells bread. Really, a palter is someone who buys bread from a baker and sells it on the market. Again, same svara. You're now to help someone do an aver, but once the aver is done, after the bread was already baked, and all I'm doing is I'm helping him move it, I'm helping him transport it to the bake shop, that's a new activity. That within itself doesn't involve any chait. Okay, quickly, chazering over. It is permitted to work together with an oivet kechavim according to our Mishnah in his press and to get paid for it. This is not called having an offer from Yayin Nesach because according to this Mishnah, it's not Yayin Nesach until it goes into the bar. And right now, they're just dancing on the grapes on the sliding pond. But you cannot help him harvest grapes, to cut grapes. That's called Bitsira. That's because this Tana holds that it's usher to cause or assist Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, even Chulin Peiros, to become Tameh, even if they belong to an Eved Kechavim. So why can you work along with him, stepping on the grapes? Because they're Tameh anyway, once he starts jumping on it, or touching it. Then we learned that a Yisrael, who does a melacha with his grapes, bituma, you shouldn't press or harvest with him, but once it's done, you can even get paid to help him bring the barrels to the press, and to bring it from the press after it's filled up with wine. Because you're not helping him in the actual sinning process. It's already done. You're just helping him move it. That's okay. In a similar vein, we learned that a baker who's baking bread to sell, but he's doing it with kelim that are tameh, you can't help him. But once it's done, you can help him transport it. You can even get paid for it to the person who's going to sell the bread because you're not helping him create the chait. You're just moving it.